Welcome to Hysteric Glamour Radio. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elliot. And we have a very special episode for you this week. This week, we'll be featuring a look at the history of covers and what they mean to you and to us.
And our episode title for this evening is Under the Covers with Anthony.
But more on that later. So, to get things started off, Emily's just going to fill you in on some fun facts she's found about the history of covers and really where they originated. So, Emily?
Thank you, Elliot. During the 20s, covers were often used due to the lack of promotion in the music industry. People would go to a record store, ask for a song in particular, without really a reference to an artist or anything else. And so what developed were other musicians who would cover really popular songs so that when those people went to the record store, you know, more than one song would be promoted to them. And then during the, during the 60s, or the 50s more so, when radio was segregated, so black and white radio stations, very popular R&B songs from the black side would be reappropriated and reproduced by white record labels to make a ton of money. And because this type of music was more palatable to those very commercially viable demographics. And then, you know, it's kind of continued. I mean, we had Marianne Faithfull, we had people like the Rolling Stones who really have built their careers on the backs of black R&B singers for the last while. But that tradition has continued, you know, in the 70s, 80s, 90s. We still have that, you know, re-performance, this new use of songs for new methods. And, you know, there's been that new trend of, is it a tribute act or is it a kind of a new version of an old song, and does that really add much to the song when you do it? So we're going to be exploring these ever newsworthy, I guess, themes with you tonight.
And to start things off tonight, we're going to play a song which will be a nice little example of what Emily was just filling us in on. Miss Dusty Springfield, who was a prolific 60s and 70s white British R&B singer, and here she is covering Burt Bacharach's The Look of Love.
Is in your eyes the look your heart can't disguise, the look of love is saying so much more than just words could ever say. Love you now that I've found you.
And you're back with us, and that was a little Yoko Ono for you. And while that was not exactly a cover, she did recently release a record called Yes, I'm a Witch, where the who's who of today's indie scene, mostly American musicians actually, did remixes of older Yoko songs, and that was the blow-up remix of Every Man, Every Woman. We just liked it, so we thought we'd play it. And, our 10th caller is going to win tickets to Floyd Factory. coming up next, perhaps Emily will share another little tidbit with you about, just the history of covers, where we're going with this.
Where we're going in breaking new cover news. Before that, we were playing Dusty Springfield with The Look of Love and connecting that to our R&B talk of before. Don McLean, who famously wrote the song American Pie.
For Madonna.
Obviously, that was the purpose. Has declared that cover songs have historically been this and are currently this. And by this, I mean a racist tool.
We were thinking of calling the episode, racist tools, but we're just like, well, maybe that won't really convey the point too clearly.
But they're racist tools, I guess, because, white artists are capitalizing on, black art.
Coming up next, we have sort of the slap together icon of the week portion. But we're going to be looking at playing some covers of Bob Dylan songs. There's been a lot of talk of Dylan recently with the esoteric biopic I'm Not There, which has been really taken in a lot of mixed reviews. I personally have not seen it yet, but I would be watching it personally more from the perspective of a Kate Blanchett fan than a Bob Dylan fan. But Emily, you saw it. Your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. I was pretty impressed, actually. But neither am I a big Dylan fan. So it was more... It was just more the music, I guess, combined with Kate Blanchett's incredible, incredible performance that really blew me away. And on the soundtrack to I'm Not There, it was entirely cover songs, except for the Bob Dylan tune, I'm Not There, which I think is played at the end. But basically a bunch of well-known, typically American artists have covered a selection of Dylan favorites. And we decided to choose one of those for tonight, the, I'm Not There cover song by Sonic Youth.
Well, I think in the 3 years of this show, we haven't played once. So.
No, never.
So here it is, I'm Not There by Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
smile is contagious. I was born to love her, but she knows that kingdom waits her high above her, and I'll run but a race. But it's not too fast staying, but I got
And you're back with us. And that was a little This Wheel's on Fire by Susie and the Banshees from their album Through the Looking Glass, which was entirely covers. And the song was written by Bob Dylan and Rick Danko and appeared on the Basement Tapes album, which eventually surfaced in 1975, and was earlier released by the band in 1968 from their album Music from Big Pink. So, yes, so coming up next in our little Dylan section, we have we have someone that Emily and I are not so hot for, but many people we know are, and that is Anthony Johnson, Anthony, Antony.
Antony and the Johnsons. We'd like you to tell us what you think of Antony. You can go on TrentRadio.ca and send us a message by just clicking on the link on the front page or going to our Facebook group at Hysteric Glamour Radio. Just search it up, or MySpace Hysteric Glamour Radio. You'll find it. So basically, we want to know, do you like him? Like, does anyone enjoy him?
Because we are personally, you know, not fans of, you know, this pudgy, androgynous, raccoon-eyed, you know, warbling mess. And we'll be playing a little taste for you of, well, I think you can just ring us in here. So what are we playing, Emily?
We're playing his cover of Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Previously covered by Avril Lavigne to, you know, great success. So, yeah, here it is. We're really sorry.
Mama, take this banjo for me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, much too dark to see. Still I'm no control. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put my guns in the ground.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Millionaire, pot of thieves, wild cord up my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me. Me. Say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me. Me, I walk in a room, you know I look so proud. I'm moving this here as my fear. Allowed. I'll go to this here party. I just get bored. Until I look out the window, see a sweet young thing hopping on the parking meter, leaning on the parking meter. Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling.
Patti Smith for you with Gloria, of course, written by Sir Van Morrison. And coming up next, we have a little cover for you. It's Kylie Minogue, produced by Calvin Harris, covering Love is the Drug by Roxy Music. Can't remember what compilation that was for, but it was some British radio jazz that we couldn't really find anything else on. But this was the kind of highlight track of it, so here we go.
Welcome back to Hysteric Glamour Radio with our covers issue, Under the Covers with Anthony. That was just some Kylie Minogue with Love is the Drug, which was a Roxy Music song.
That is correct. Now, Emily, if you would like to fill our lovely listeners in on some other ways they can contact us right now, that'd be just super.
You can email us at dj@trentradio.ca. Or if you'd like to get really in touch with us, you can call us at 705-748-4761. We might even put you on the air.
And again, 10th caller gets tickets to Floyd Factor. Floyd Factor. Okay, coming up next is something Emily and I have been dying to play on this show for Probably over
forever
a year now. Forever
since we heard about it.
Yes, and this is a little project that's been long in the works. And yes, it is none other than the Scarlett Johansson album of Tom Waits covers. Baffling though it may be, it does exist now. And it comes out tomorrow, which is ironically
me.
My birthday. So will I be buying
it? Happy birthday, Elliot.
Probably not. Will someone buy it for me? Only time will tell. But yes, so we'll be playing you the first single from the album, Scarlett Johansson with Falling Down. And if you're super savvy and listening closely to the speaker, you can hear a little muted David Bowie singing in the background, which was so overhyped.
Oh, you're kidding me. This is on the single.
Yeah, that he was going to be appearing on this record, and it's barely distinguishable at all. And I must say, this video did get a not-so-handsome 3-star rating on YouTube.
But ooh, at a 671 rating.
And 4.5 is average, I have to say, so not too good. Anyways, here it is, Falling Down. Let us know what you think. So just keep in mind, this is Scarlett Johansson singing, not friggin' Sinead O'Connor. Just listen to it.
When you give a man love, he must fall in the sea, and she wants you to steal and get caught. So she loves you for all that you're not, falling down, falling down.
At this point in the video that we're actually watching it right now, Scarlett is getting all her crappy new age tattoos covered up with makeup. I guess it's really to symbolize, you know, the drudgery of celebrity life, you know, the sacrifices that she has to make for her craft, like, you know, the sacrifices she must have made for this album, you know.
No, it's a Jesus and Mary chain sacrifice. Her at Coachella.
Say that again.
And we're back, faithful listeners.
That was a little Mark Ronson for you with Just, obviously, you know, some band named Radiohead, wherever they are.
Yeah.
And yes, coming up next, we have a very exciting segment for you. It's, you know, really the cover that we've saved almost the end of the program to play, just because it is like the Christmas morning part of the show. And yes, it is none other than Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton covering Rod Stewart.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Emily, perhaps you'd like to explain the connection between the two.
Well, we all know Paris has a lot of friends. One of her friends is, of course, Kimberly Stewart. Yes, yes, you're right. That's Rod Stewart's daughter, who's known for dating people like Cisco Adler and other D-list rockers. But anyways, I'm sure Paris was introduced to Rod Stewart at a very young age. I'm thinking they probably played this song at, you know, birthday parties and stuff. And so Paris thought it was such a good idea to cover her friend's, you know, dad's work. So on her amazing, I think it is a self-titled release.
It was Paris.
She covered Do You Think I'm Sexy. But let's all rewind a few years back to a really famous video of Paris and Kimberly Stewart sitting on motorcycles. When what exactly happens, Elliot?
Well, they're probably drunk on the red carpet, and Kimberly's bike goes a little haywire from under her, and she gets catapulted down the red carpet, much like a crash test dummy would. And so we'll be playing some of the Paris song for you, and, you know, I'll give you some of the audio and the video in the background. It's not the same thing as actually seeing it, but, you know, you get a nice little taste of what a sweet moment.
And we'll be posting it on our blog, right? So everyone will be able to see it in time.
Exactly. Here it is.
Don't know how it will begin.
back with us, and that was a little gold frap for you with Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, of course, covering Baccara, their number one song for 1 week in the UK, 1977. Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, also covered by Sophie Ellis-Bextor and Bjorn again. And coming up next, I'll be playing a little Diamanda Galas for you from her album The Sporting Life, that she did with John Paul Jones. And the song is called Dark End of the Street, which was the lone cover on the record. And it was originally by James Carr, and it's also been covered by notable musicians like Elvis Costello, Aretha Franklin, Linda Ronstadt, and the list goes on. But here is Diamanda Galas with John Paul Jones and Dark End of the Street. It's time for us to sign off for yet another week, but we leave you with China Girl, which, you know, first appeared on Iggy Pop's album, The Idiot. It was co-written with Pop and David Bowie, although the song was not really popular until it appeared on Bowie's album, Let's Dance, years later. I much prefer this one. Anyways, I'm Elliot. Thank you for listening.
And I'm Emily. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
I could pretend that nothing really matters. too much. When I look at my child town, just like a sacred cow.
Vision the swastika in my head, and plans for everyone. It's in the wind.
My little child,
rules the nation.